Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I am the smartest man alive!
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Get to the chopper!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
George, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, George.
George, you think you got what it takes to beat Raven?
I hope so.
Did you get a chance to listen to the cheat sheet yesterday afternoon at 5:30 with Kevin Begley?
I did not.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. Raven is outside the studio. We're in a soundproof studio. He can't hear anything that's going on in here. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. If you could beat him, though, we're going to hook you up with that $100 gift card, and you could be the guy that says, I crushed Raven's winning streak. You ready?
Yes.
The Walking Dead's ratings have plummeted for the third worst viewed episode in history. What channel is it on?
AMC.
Number two, Katy Perry posted a throwback photo of herself as a struggling new artist to promote that she will once again be judging this singing reality show.
American Idol.
Number three, Netflix. This Netflix series that was inspired by Piper Kerman's memoir and her time in federal prison will end after season 7.
Orange is the New Black.
Number four, the iconic Halloween movie stars this actress as Laurie, and she returns in the newest sequel.
Oh my goodness, I have it. It's right under the tip of my tongue. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Number five, Pierce Morgan is under fire for making fun of this actor that played James Bond for wearing his child on his chest in a carrier. What actor was he making fun of?
Don't know.
That's all right. George, you did great. Let me wave Raven back in. Raven!
How do you do?
George did great. You got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what I can do.
All right, number one, The Walking Dead's ratings have plummeted for the third worst viewed episode in history. What channel is it on?
AMC.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's boring. I don't care about the King and Carol making out, all right? Let's just get to what's going to happen next. Maggie and Rick.
George, still leading you 4 to 1. Number two, Katy Perry posted a throwback photo of herself as a struggling new artist to promote that she will once again be judging this singing reality show.
Oh, is she really coming back? American Idol.
That is correct. George, still leading you 42.
I mean, it's a big check that they're writing her. I mean, I would come back too, but I just can't believe the show's coming back.
Number three, this Netflix series that was inspired by Piper Kerman's memoir about her time in federal prison will end after season 7.
I am ready for it to be over. That is the truth. Orange is the New Black. It had me thinking, Anna, like what other shows I want to see come to an end. That's a different conversation for a different time, but we got to have it.
All right. George is still leading you 4-3. Number four, the iconic Halloween movie stars this actress as Laurie, and she returns in the newest sequel.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yep. You guys are tied at 4.
Trading places. I still love you, Jamie Lee. Still love you.
And number 5, Pierce Morgan under fire for making fun of this actor that played James Bond for wearing his child on his chest in a carrier.
Yeah, Daniel Craig. You know what? I'd love to see Daniel Craig corner Pierce Morgan in an alley.
Right.
Because Pierce Morgan would be begging for him to put that baby Bjorn back on.
I don't understand what Pierce Morgan's problem is. Like, he's being a good dad. I don't understand why he's
got to make fun of him. He's always got a problem. No matter who's doing what, saying whatever, he's just there to get clicks.
Ugh.
And Daniel Craig ran up the side of a crane and wore a bathing suit that's 5 sizes too small for him past the age of 45. Pierce Morgan, shut your mouth.
Right. Well, either way, George, I'm sorry. You did great today. We invite you to come back, but Raven beats you 5-4.
It's George from Norwalk, and I can't be Raven.
But, man, come back and play him again. You did awesome. Thank you so much.
Better luck next time, brother.
All right. Make sure you're listening today at 5:30, The Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley. This is ridiculous. We got to get somebody to beat you.
Well, you know what? You got one more day to try this week.
Huh. Tomorrow we may do all Disney.